The 10-Minute Math Podcast will help parents answer the two big questions: why is math taught differently today?
And how can I support my own child at home?
We are your hosts, Jan
and Colleen.
We are two teachers crazy for math and on a mission to help parents use normal everyday routines, such as bedtime or mealtime, as opportunities to build their children's number sense so that their children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics.
10-minute math, an equation for fun, daily routines to make math connections.
Welcome to episode 140, season 3 of the 10-Minute Math Podcast. Today we're going to answer the question, how can teachers use the 10-Minute Math website to partner with their students' parents to support math? Now let's get started.
This episode is for all those hardworking teachers who just want to make a difference in the life of a child. Jan and I are here to support you and to help you partner with parents of your students in the area of math. Parents, if your child's teacher doesn't know about our 10-Minute Math Podcast, please share the link to this episode.
In case you've never heard of the 10-Minute Math, let me give you a little background information. Colleen and I are sisters from a family of 10 with a passion for math. We are both educators, math coaches, and math leaders. We created 10-Minute Math to provide parents with the tools and knowledge to support their child in finding the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics. We show parents how to effectively incorporate math concepts into their child's everyday routines in just minutes a day to develop their child's number sense.
If you are a preschool or kindergarten teacher and think this podcast must be for teachers of older students, you are wrong. We have found that preschool and kindergarten teachers can benefit the most from partnering with parents to support their students in math.
Our website is www.10minutemath.com, and it is full of resources for both parents and teachers. Today, we're going to talk about how teachers can use our 10-Minute Math website. If you are a preschool or kindergarten teacher, you have probably heard of Dr. Clements and Dr. Sarama and their research on early math skills. They have created learning trajectories that describe the levels of learning a child typically follows when learning math concepts such as counting, spatial reasoning, comparing numbers, adding and subtracting, multiplying and dividing, fractions, and other math concepts. One of the most interesting findings is that a child's early math skills not only predicts later success in math, but also predicts later reading achievement, even better than early reading skills.
In their research, they describe each of the levels of learning and give specific activities for each level. This research is great, but it can be a little overwhelming for teachers to apply in their own classrooms. So Jan and I have simplified the process of how to use all of their wonderful research and put it into action using parent-friendly language.
Teachers, we know that students come to you at all different levels of learning. Some students are not ready for school yet, and others are well above the grade level standards. So how do you choose activities that are appropriate for every different level of learner to keep them all moving forward in their learning? We've got you covered.
We've created 4 different math mini courses that you can digest in just 1 to 2 hours each that will give you the knowledge to identify which level of learning your student is currently at, and then provide you with an exact level of learning activity card you can print out and can send home with parents, describing math activities to do during a child's daily routines in just 10 minutes a day. Those same activity cards can also be used during math time at school to support a student at their exact level of learning.
So no more digging to find just one math activity and hoping that everyone will learn from it. Our math mini course topics are centered around the research of Van de Waal on number sense components, including spatial reasoning, 1 or 2 more and less, benchmarks of 5 and 10, and part-part whole. We combine this research with Dr. Clement's and Dr. Sarama's learning trajectories to provide parent-friendly activity cards for adding math to a child's daily routines at a child's exact level of learning.
Okay, for example, you recognize that a student struggles in counting to 10. You can purchase course 2 called 1 and 2, More or Less, which includes recorded videos to view anytime that fits your schedule. In those videos, you will learn how to determine your student's exact level of learning and then link the activity to the corresponding activity card that you can print out and send home with parents to create a true partnership in supporting your student's math learning.
In each course, you will receive links for math materials to purchase for your classroom, as well as ideas for math resources you can make. You will also find additional links to math games that you can add to your classroom collection.
If your school budget is lacking, we also offer plenty of free resources on our 10-Minute Math website that you can use in your classroom. Under the free tab at the top, you will find lots of children's dice games, a 10-frame cribbage game, and a 1-page parent starter kit for a 4-week challenge for parents in supporting their child at home that is ready for you to print and send home. These parent resources will help support your efforts in all the math learning your students are doing in the classroom. Partnering up with parents and giving them a role in your child's learning can have a powerful impact.
Okay. We all know that learning the basic math facts is a big deal. And we also know that drilling flashcards doesn't work for all students. What if you could support your students in mastering the basic math facts using games? Does that sound like fun? We've got you covered there. If you are a teacher of grades 1 to 5, you might find our documents called 10 Steps to Mastering Addition Math Facts Using Games, or are 10 Steps to Mastering Basic Multiplication Facts Using Games helpful for not only setting up a sequential series of games in your classroom, but also providing the knowledge and resources for your students' parents to continue the games and the learning at home.
Games sound a lot more fun to me, Jan.
A lot more fun.
Another popular 1-page document you will find on our website is Parent Tips for Helping Your Child with Math that you can copy and send home with your students. We know teachers can create this, but who's got the time? So go ahead and use this free resource. Like we mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, Jan and I are here to support you. So let us know what you need. Check out our weekly 10-Minute Math podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts for answers to other parent questions about why math is taught differently today and how parents can help their own child at home.
There you have it. Lots of math resources that you can share to form a true partnership with parents. Please reach out to us with any questions and let us know what resources you would like to see. Don't forget to check out our website at www.10minutemath.com for more math support. That website again is tenminutemath.com. Bye for now, and thanks for
making math fun.